The president, his wife, and other officials accompanying them went almost immediately to the University of Arizona Medical Center. There, they briefly visited U.S. Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, who remains in critical condition in the early days of recovery from a gunshot wound to the head suffered in last Saturday's attack. Altogether, the Obamas visited with 5 of the 13 people wounded in the shooting and with family members of the 6 people killed and with hospital staff. Like other presidents before him at moments of national trauma, Mr. Obama, in remarks at a memorial called Together We Thrive, focused on a process of national healing and on honoring and paying respect to the lives of those killed and wounded. But he did not shy away from addressing the national debate in the wake of the shootings. Referring to what he called a sharply polarized national discourse, he urged Americans not to allow the tragedy to create additional divisions.
Yes, we have to examine all the facts behind this tragedy. We cannot and will not be passive in the face of such violence. We should be willing to challenge old assumptions in order to lessen the prospects of such violence in the future. But what we cannot do is use this tragedy as one more occasion to turn on each other. That we cannot do.
Results of a new USA Today Gallup poll found that only 20% of Americans believe heated political rhetoric was a major factor influencing the alleged gunman in Tucson. 42% said it was not a factor, and 22% said it played a minor role. As the president was visiting shooting victims and families, a university student, Greg McCormick, commented to reporters about the national debate and what the president's visit meant to him.
You know what? I don't think tonight has anything to do with that. I think it's basically just saying, you know, we as the United States, we're going to stand up against this. It's moments like this that actually pull our country together, and who better to be at the center of that than the President of the United States of America?
In his remarks, President Obama cautioned against simple explanations for the tragedy. Referring to Christina Taylor Greene, the 9-year-old girl killed in the shootings, he urged Americans toward reflection that avoids what he called the usual plane of politics, point scoring, and pettiness.
And if, as has been discussed in recent days, their death helps usher in more civility in our public discourse, let us remember it is not because a simple lack of civility caused this tragedy. It did not. But rather because only a more civil and honest public discourse can help us face up to the challenges of our nation in a way that would make them proud.
Others taking part in the memorial were Arizona's Governor Jan Brewer, Attorney General Eric Holder, and Secretary of Homeland Security Janet Napolitano, all of whom read Bible portions. Also addressing a crowd estimated at over 14,000 was Daniel Hernandez, the young volunteer credited with saving Congresswoman Giffords' life. Mr. Obama said the selflessness of the heroes on the day of the shootings, along with the loss of the fallen, pose a challenge to Americans to be true to the memories of those who died. The comparisons for Mr. Obama in Tucson were to speeches other presidents had delivered in times of national trauma, but the national debate surrounding the Arizona shootings has only intensified. On Wednesday, Sarah Palin, the former Republican vice presidential candidate in 2008, released a video statement on her Facebook page criticizing journalists and political pundits for suggesting that heated political rhetoric was to blame for the Tucson shootings.
Especially within hours of a tragedy unfolding, journalists and pundits should not manufacture a blood libel that serves only to incite the very hatred and violence that they purport to condemn. That is reprehensible.
Palin was sharply criticized before the November congressional elections for posting a map containing what appeared to be gun sight crosshair symbols marking districts of Democratic lawmakers, including that of Congresswoman Giffords. There is now also renewed debate about gun control and security for members of Congress. Some lawmakers have introduced legislation to ban certain types of high-capacity ammunition magazines for guns. From Tucson, President Obama and his wife Michelle headed back to Washington, where, among other things, the president will be preparing for next week's state visit by China's president. But Mr. Obama will also be working on drafts of the State of the Union address he will deliver on January 25th, a speech he may use to amplify the strong points he made in Arizona about civility and the tone of the nation's politics. Dan Robinson, VOA News, The White House.